Clem Chartier is stepping down as president of the Métis National Council. He won't stand for re-election as president in 2020. Chartier says he'll concentrate on new land rights action in Saskatchewan that will challenge the scrip system in federal court. David Chartrand, the current president of the Manitoba Métis Federation, will take over the position until the next MNC national election in the spring. First Nations Policing and Justice Symposium is wrapping up today in Saskatoon. Saskatchewan RCMP Sergeant Karen Pelche and Constable Wanda McKenzie spoke earlier in the forum about women in policing careers. Pelche admits some of the negative media attention around the Mounties in recent years has not always made the job of recruitment easy.
As well as look at the recent case against the RCMP by the women, so the media has a lot to do with it. Our younger people are in touch with the media. They're very much keeping up on the thing. So there's this kind of belief that, oh, no, I don't want to be a part of that job.
The symposium is hosted by the Prince Albert Grand Council. Three teens have now been charged with murder in the death of a 15-year-old boy in Saskatoon. The victim was found at a business on Saturday in medical distress and could not be revived. An autopsy showed that the teen died from a gunshot wound. Investigators don't believe the shooting was random, however. Two 15-year-olds and a 17-year-old have been charged. It is Saskatoon's 15th homicide of the year. Saskatchewan has a new advocate for children and youth. Lisa Broda has taken over the position left open in June when her predecessor was suspended and then resigned. A government news release says Broda had a background in sociology and 25 years of experience in leadership, community engagement, and research. She's filling the position vacated by Corey Osoot, who resigned after several allegations of harassment involving an individual who worked in his office. Saskatchewan's NDP leader is calling on Ottawa to give farmers a carbon tax break on the natural gas fuel they buy for their grain dryers. Ryan Miley says producers are facing steep grain drying bills because of all the rain and snow this fall. He says the Prime Minister should introduce a quick rebate on grain drying costs related to the carbon tax.
I sent a letter to the Prime Minister asking him to rebate that portion of the carbon backstop pricing directly to the farmers who paid it on their grain drying bills. Send that money right back to the farmers that pay that and make a big difference in their bottom line this year.
Premier Scott Moe says the carbon tax should be scrapped altogether. The BC government is being urged to get better assurances from mining companies that they will pay for the mess they make. And the First Nations who commissioned the study warn that if the government doesn't do it, they will. The report was done for the BC First Nations Energy and Mining Council. It says while most mining companies live up to their obligations for cleaning up old mines, some leave the government holding the bag. It says BC should demand capital up front. It's taken a couple of weeks, but Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is meeting with caucus members today and also those who were defeated in last month's election. Trudeau does not have a potential revolt over his leadership to deal with, but Liberal MPs do expect him to make some changes. Among them, paying more attention to the views of caucus, bringing more diverse voices into his inner circle, and returning to more positive messaging. Federal Conservative leader Andrew Scheer says he's staying on as party leader, at least until a leadership review at the party's convention in April.
The Conservatives are employing former Harper Cabinet Minister John Baird to conduct a review of the party's failed election campaign to determine what went wrong and offer guidelines for how the party can steer toward victory in the next election. But Scheer says the scope of the review will not include his leadership. That, he says, will be up to party faithful.
The review as to the leadership position of the Conservative Party of Canada is and always will be in the hands of our members.
In the meantime, Scheer says he's ready to do battle in Parliament with the Trudeau Liberals and will continue to promote the same policy proposals he presented during the campaign. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.